Hey guys, a quick word from our new sponsor. I want to tell you about the newest company joining the Hash Sports family, and we're stoked about it. We've partnered with DestinationDraft.com, who have helped facilitate easy draft for fantasy sports, no matter the sport. Golf, baseball, or even if you want to get prepared for next year's football, these are the guys. We wouldn't have a sponsor we didn't believe in, and let me tell you what, we believe in these guys. Not only do they have all the accessories you may need to help streamline your fantasy draft for the upcoming seasons, but they also have hilarious merch to help you show off your fandom of your favorite teams. That means even guys like Pierce can get witty Rockies gear since he's the newest member of the bandwagon, as well as get all the necessary gear for his smoothly hosted fantasy baseball draft this year. So go over to DestinationDraft.com and check out how they can help you out as well. That's DestinationDraft.com. Again, that's DestinationDraft.com. Thanks again, guys, for your support and supplying the beer for the week. Welcome back to Loud and Obnoxious, week 28. Look at that, look at that. We got a nice little docket for you like we touched on last week. We're going to jump right into the Survivor and Entertainment Pool. But before that, we're going to get into some football. We got Draft Combine. We got a little college ball tourney starting up, conferences, and then the big dance. And then we're going to talk a little bit of golf. We're going to get into it. It's the best month in the next 31 days. We'll count down to the Masters. So then after that, we'll touch on a little baseball, and then we'll get out of here talking about our boys and survivors. So it'll be a nice evening, but I want to ask how the team's looking tonight. I got my co-host, as always, Phil. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. For all y'all that were on the edge of your seats waiting for the Wonderlic results, sorry to announce that we did not take it yet, but that's definitely coming.
Let's just be honest. We completely forgot.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's fact. Pretty much what happened. Yeah.
Yep, happened.
Yeah, shit happened.
So, expect the scores to be real high.
Yeah, I'm expecting a lot out of the two of y'all.
Well, as y'all hear, that's Pierce on the ones and twos. And so, how are you this evening, Pierce?
I'm doing good.
That's what I like to hear.
Phil. Oh. Phil doesn't respect wood, y'all. He's got real issues with fucking
ring marks
not
in the
using
studio.
Coasters and
I
shit.
Semi respect what I do. I mean, just like we forgot to take the Wonder, like I fucking forgot to use a coaster.
Yeah. I straight up forgot about it until you mentioned the Wonder. Like I forgot we even fucking talked about it. But hey, that's neither here nor there. I'm sure it's good. I'm gonna beat y'all on the results.
We gotta get Steen in that, and so Steen will be back next week as well. So
okay, so that's what we'll do it next week. We can almost guarantee that we'll probably remember to do it next week.
I doubt it, but we'll get there when we get
no
there.
No promises. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Wonderlic, let's talk a little draft combine. I think everybody that knows who stole the show was the one-armed man, and I'm not talking about the movie with Harrison Ford. I'm talking about Shaquem Griffin. The dude has one arm, managed to catch an interception in the running the drills. It looks a little funny, but the dude ran the 40 fast as fuck and then lifted the bar like 20 times, 225, I guess. So he kind of showed out.
He ran it faster than most wide receivers.
Yeah, that's a great place to be.
He's straight heart, y'all. I like that guy. I think he's great.
He's still not going to be better than a third, fourth round pick.
But I think that's amazing for somebody with one hand.
Well, and he probably upped his value a lot at the combine.
I think it sucks that he had to prove himself, but I kind of feel like if he didn't perform well at the combine, like he'd have been Mr.
Undrafted.
Irrelevant. Yeah. Or undrafted. Yeah, that too. But I just kind of feel bad for him in that respect, but
I feel
shit. Twin brother, and
does he have two hands?
He has. Yeah, this was like an injury that happened when he was like four or something.
I don't know. It could have been a birth
runs
defect.
In the family.
It could have been a birth defect. He could have been born with it.
Yeah.
Well, what if the other one had on the other hand, and he had this hand, and like together they were one? So that could have been a thing.
His brother's a pro cornerback.
in the NFL. And I think he actually ran faster than his brother did in his combine last year.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. So it's in the blood. Like, he's a baller.
I think...
I hope the Skins take the one-hand man.
The one-hand man. So, he is going to be added to the list of people that we do like.
Yeah,
he's the anti-list.
Yeah, he's on a good list. Yeah. I don't even know what we call that, but he's the first person we've really thought of putting on a good list. So.
Yeah.
Nobody really shined out from the draft. It doesn't seem like it's outside of Saquon Barkley, who just had a fucking field day this week. But, like, the wide receivers, it's like two names deep, and then it's not that – it doesn't seem like a lot of those skill players that are going to be going in the top picks like we've seen in years past.
It's all about the quarterbacks this year. And they're all awful. It is every year, but, yeah, I don't have faith in anyone.
Every single one's a bust. Rosen, Allen, I got most faith in Darnold. I used to want the Skins to draft him. That was last
terrible
year. He was not
USC.
Good this year. He was good his freshman or his sophomore year. He was terrible this past year.
So people
year.
Hold on to that for two, three more years and, you know, just automatically put him in the top five.
Yeah.
But he did not produce numbers in college.
And, like, Josh Allen can throw the ball from his knees, but who the fuck cares?
So you know who else could? Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, yeah.
That's why he got drafted. I mean, they had those videos before the draft. They could see him throwing it through the goalpost on his knees like, oh, God. We got to take this guy number one.
We have got to take this guy. I don't care if he's got a cough syrup addiction or not. I don't care. We're taking him.
I don't care that he can barely speak English.
What do y'all think Jamarcus got on the Wonderlic? Like a 4 or 2?
Well,
Vince Young, I think, had one of the lower numbers for quarterbacks.
Well, as Steen pointed out, LSU alum, or not alum.
Maurice Claiborne?
No, yeah, Morris Claiborne. I think he may have been teammates with Jamarcus.
Yeah, I mean, near about the same time, I think. But what did he make a 4?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess, yeah, Jamarcus.
He set the bar very low for our LSU brethren over here.
So. Oh, yeah, Phil. All you got to do is beat a 4. I got to compete with, like, Eli's score, which is probably,
are we competing with college athletes? Our athletes of our college.
We're giving you a pretty easy one.
I'm sure somebody has scored high, maybe like a few people.
Oh, yeah.
Just busting balls.
Man, we might be just completely wrong, and Jamarcus could be an anomaly. What if he got a decent score? We shouldn't just shit on him immediately.
I know.
If Jamarcus wants to come on the podcast, talk about it.
As many times as you throw that out, I kind of feel like we might be able to get our hands on Jamarcus. There's not a lot of people out there, but I feel like we could maybe get our hands on him. Where to get codeine? I think we could do it.
That's a pretty small price, but I would love to see that. That would be great.
If he's still on it, we can do it.
I'll take it as a personal goal to go find that codeine for you, Mr. Jamarcus Russell.
We'll set you up, dude. You need to come in studio, though, just in case you start nodding off or something and we need to wake you up. We need you to be here, but if you can, we'll fly you out to Denver. Economy, come on, man. I know you're big, but we're kind of poor.
Well, he's gained a lot of weight.
God, so we might have to buy him two. Yeah, buy him two.
He's a big boy.
Two seats in coach or one in first class. We might just spring for the first class seat.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Jamarcus, this is your official invitation.
Yep. So that's that, I guess.
That's draft combine / busted NFL players.
Yeah, we'll talk, I guess, a little bit more about it after pro days and before the actual draft. But and we'll have to bring Steen back. I like his commentary.
Question: what is really the? Why do people be like, I'm not throwing up the combine and I'm throwing up my pro day? What's the fucking difference?
Familiarity with the receivers, I would imagine. Maybe route running. You'd be able to practice the routes you're going to throw rather than relying on maybe you get the kid from Purdue, or like the guy that was just really fast, like a Darius Hayward Bay, and he makes you look like a dick. I don't know if that's necessarily positive, but I don't think a lot of guys have opted not to throw. People like Cam Newton, among like other first picks overall, Matt Stafford, those guys, a lot of them didn't throw, and it didn't hinder their, their draft stocks.
So why would
it? I don't think it's that big of a deal, but at the same time, if you want to go out there and if you have some other issues, like Baker's throwing issue is not the problem. It's him in front of the microphone and how he behaves off the field. So that's probably a bigger problem for he and Josh Rosen. They always seem to be like, they're like class clowns, Josh Rosen with the hot tub and not sure if he really cares enough.
So I mean, he was 18 years old.
Huh?
He was 18 years old at the time.
I mean, yeah, Baker was, 21 and got arrested by cops? That's another concern. They don't want another Johnny Manziel out there. But
We all
do. I don't think Baker's a cokehead.
Huh?
I don't think Baker's a cokehead, though.
No.
Johnny was... Johnny had a lot of shit
I bet Baker's tooted his fair share.
Yeah, but I don't think he's Manziel level.
Yeah, and it sucks that he just happens to be like a small white guy from a middle, you know, like Midwest school that happens to get a little bit of trouble, because then you get the whole heap, you know. Yeah. It's like there's no like in between. You're all the way Manziel or you're Russell Wilson. You're one or the other, a virgin or the opposite. So sucks for you, but I guess we'll see how they're all going to be a lot more rich than we are. So
yeah,
more power to them. I guess, yeah, we'll talk about that later. But speaking of college athletes, I want to stick to the college level right now. It's conference tourney time. Voodoo.
March Madness.
Yeah.
I
was stoked for the Dogs, so I thought we were going to have something to talk about them about 2 weeks ago. They've since shit the bed, but the SEC looks pretty fucking stout. We have Lenardi has eight teams in right now. I mean, that's Mizzou and Alabama.
Yeah, 2 years ago we got three, so... I'd say it's a pretty good
upgrade. And Kentucky's not even dominant. That's probably why we're getting 18.
And Kentucky's not even good. Like, they're barely in the fucking tournament. They're going to be like a 9 seed or a 10 seed. They're going to be a high fucking seed.
Whoa. When they played in the final, in the championship against UConn, weren't they both like really low
seeds?
Yeah,
like they
five
were.
Or something
they
like
were.
That?
No, UConn was like a 9 seed that year with Kemba. They were way up there.
And it seems like sometimes you can, speaking of the Kemba teams and kind of like,
that's how this year's
gonna like you
be.
Can get hot, you know, like a mid-major team or someone that runs through their tournament, maybe a Michigan like they did this past weekend. If you can get hot as one of those middle-tier teams from your conference, you can make a run, you know, almost all the way.
Michigan did it last year, too.
Yeah, Michigan's good.
After the plane,
Michigan's gonna make a run.
The plane ran off the runway. They wore the same fucking clothes in the Big Ten tournament. Anyway, yeah, Michigan's just a... Beilein's a good tournament coach. He knows how to get them ready. I would definitely take them decently far in my bracket.
And they look like they're going to be a 3 or 4 seed now, especially since they beat Michigan State and then beat Purdue. That's a pretty nice
run through
the tournament.
They only have like 6 or 7 losses. Yeah, they'll be a 3 seed, probably 4 seed.
Well,
Big Ten champ.
Yeah,
Big Ten champ.
Well, let's get back to the SEC for a second. Who do you think is going to come out of it? I mean, we've seen, I guess, how it wrapped up. You mentioned it's not going to be Kentucky. You're worried about them.
Well, you know, you never know. I mean, they've got all the talent in the world, and Calipari, you know, they could just suddenly turn it on.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I don't think they're going to win the SEC tournament, because they easily could. I think a lot of teams could win it. I think Tennessee's the best team. Just because they beat the shit out of Ole Miss both times by like 30, and they're the only ones that do that. So I think they're really fucking good.
I think they're pretty damn good myself. So I'm probably, and Auburn seems to be on this huge skid after whatever his name went down with an ankle injury, and then like amidst everything else, they have a depleted roster.
Auburn's due to fall apart. They're due to fall apart. They'll get like a 4 seed, and they're gonna lose to a 3rd. They'll lose like Iona in the first round. Just fucking wait.
They'll be that.
Bruce Pearl will be sweating his fucking like through his goddamn suit. And yeah, the Iona Gales, who I watched beat Fairfield last night.
Dude, why doesn't Bruce Pearl just go like the Bob Huggins route and wear like comfortable shit?
Why doesn't everybody do that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, especially if you're fat. Like, yeah, I'm with you, bro.
I love the Hug-A-Bear. He looks like he's in his natural habitat, and maybe even in Morgantown, he will never leave.
Oh, Dana Holgerson's another great fit in Morgantown, too.
Yeah, he looks like he's like, homeless.
Both of their coaches are just so West Virginia. It's fucking amazing. I don't know any other school that's like that. I wish I knew. I bet their baseball coach is a fucking hick.
I don't know anything about West Virginia baseball.
Me either. I didn't even know they had a team until preseason this year. Somebody was saying they might be okay. I was like, oh, they play baseball? Cool.
Well, I think the winters are pretty brutal there.
You would think, right?
So, baseball's not conducive for, you know.
It's like how there's no Big Ten teams that are good. You remember a couple years ago the Big Ten thought about moving baseball to the spring? What? I mean, to the fall. My bad.
How could they do that?
They just wasn't going to matter. They weren't going to participate in the NCAA tournament anymore. Cause
I don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that was like 2 years ago. 3 years
Indiana
ago.
Indiana was pretty relevant.
Yeah,
it was the year they were good.
That's exactly when it was.
I don't recall that. But okay. Yeah, I mean, it's
good. Yeah, I'm lying. I would make that up.
No, I'm just saying. I don't remember that is all I was saying. What's it called? But yeah, they've had one team that's always just like, they only have one team. You know.
Yeah, that's it.
That's so, why. It wouldn't affect anyone.
And the Pac-12 usually has like three or four in baseball, but in basketball, it seems this year they're going to be kind of top-heavy as well. They may get a couple of teams in, but it's Sean Miller's show. After last week, we reported that it seemed like he was like dead to rights or ESPN was going to pretty much castrate him. He's going to do the opposite. It seems he called their bluff, told him to suck his dick, and he's going to go about his business. And if I'm an Arizona fan or an Arizona player, I'm probably pretty fired up right now. Probably pissed off. You know, go after everybody that's hating on you. That's a nice little chip on your shoulder.
Now, I'm not gonna go ahead and anchor Zona, but I know my co-hosts are huge Zona fans.
I'm big in on it now.
Therefore, LNO is Zona fans.
We will, I guess, yeah, we're going to cheer for them. As y'all may have seen, if you don't know, go over to the website, www.hashsports.com. You'll see a bunch of writings from our boy, mulletless hockey guy, Sammy B. He's been posting all sorts of stuff about his alma mater, and it's been catching some wins. So, good stuff reporting out of that. And then I think that they'll at least make a nice little run. They're a pretty strong team, and when they have everyone, they got their boy back that tested positive for the painkillers.
Trier's,
yeah.
Alonzo. Yeah,
Aton, so I mean.
I took them deep in the tournament last year. They had them winning one of my brackets, and they went out fucking early. They fucked me over. I got on that Zona. Around this time last year, they ran through the Pac-12 tournament, kicking the shit out of everybody. Trier's going off every night. And, yeah, it didn't work out. But this year, I feel like they're going
into a conference tournament, like being a clear-cut number one seed, it's kind of like...
I'd rather
kinda
just lose.
Kind of seems silly, yeah, to try to win the tournament.
Yeah, I'd rather just lose.
Just get out of it. Well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't ever seem to work well for Kansas. You know, they'll go win their tournament, and then they'll lose in the Sweet 16, except for, like, the one time, you know? Like,
oh, this is a Kansas year to lose early. That's going to be great.
I think they lost to a 15 seed once.
They did, yeah, absolutely. Belmont. Absolutely, they did. Yeah. They're going to be the number one seed that finally loses to a 16, too. When it finally does happen, it's going to fucking be Kansas.
I would love for it to be Duke, but I just don't see that being the case.
I mean, they shit the bed occasionally in the tournament, though. Like
they're in the tournament every year, and they're always like a top four seed. Yeah,
they've lost to a double digit seed before a couple years ago.
Until they like
they've missed the second weekend once or twice.
Until they beat Butler in the national championship, they had a pretty long period of time where they were just. Not average by any stretch of the means, but they weren't Duke.
Yeah, they weren't going.
Yeah, since the Battier days where they were truly dominant, yeah. And it seemed like it kind of goes in, I guess, waves for, like, them in North Carolina. Like, North Carolina will have a couple years down where they're not as competitive.
But
and
I
then
feel
the
like,
last two or three, it's been North Carolina's advantage.
I feel like Duke literally had, like, 20 years in a row where they made the Sweet 16.
Yeah, and I mean, I think they'll probably be... They have a team that can easily make a run to the Final Four if all those young kids can just kind of click with Grayson Allen, but it seems like when one of them comes in, like Bagley has a good night, then Carter has a good, you know, they always mix and match. They don't ever always seem to be clicking. So maybe if they can all stream it together for five or six, they can win it.
Or maybe Grayson Allen can get fucked.
Yeah, well, maybe that would be nice. That would be nice. Yeah, so we'll see if the list can, rear its ugly head. Duke did take down North Carolina in that comeback at the end of the Saturday, but for the most part, that should be an interesting conference tournament coming out of the ACC. They're going to have like seven teams in the fucking tournament. But I think that'll pretty much wrap up college basketball tonight. Picks for the SEC, I think Pierce said Tennessee's the best team. Who you taking, Phil?
I'm just going to go safe pick, or the usual pick is Kentucky.
Ooh, Phil thinks they're going to get high.
I've watched like 10 minutes of SEC basketball this year.
Anybody can win this tournament, though. I feel like Arkansas can win the SEC tournament.
And that's why I'm taking Mississippi State. That's our only chance to get in the tournament, so I'm going to stay biased, as our motto says. So I'm expecting a four-game run of hopefully the easiest road travel.
Who you play first?
I don't even
LSU.
LSU, yeah.
Okay. I think we're just
like a drum.
Yeah.
I think we're in that side of the bracket too, mate. We're in Tennessee's side, I know. So I gave up on us winning the tournament because they beat us by 33 and like
they beat us
payback time.
They beat the shit out of us as well, and we were like all hyped up, we need to win this game.
They definitely beat the shit out of us.
Beat the hell out of us.
Yeah, Rick Barnes is a solid coach.
Yeah,
that's who their coach is, huh?
We are. We're also on the side of Tennessee. If we beat LSU, we get Tennessee. Joyous occasion. So we get to play the two teams that we just lost to by a combined 35 points. That's fun.
Well, hey, it's tournament time, though. You never know.
Anything can
happen.
I'm taking the dogs to win it all. Anything can happen in St. Louis.
Fucking St.
Louis.
St. Louis.
That just sounds
God.
Funny. Like,
I hope nobody gets murdered up there. fucking day. Like, you might as well put it in Memphis.
Now, I don't know if that would be a bad idea. That wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, I was just saying on a danger scale, overall,
I was like, that sounds kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, it would be nice in Memphis, but, I mean, kind of the same thing. I don't know. That's a terrible decision to give it to Missouri.
Well, it's that one time, and then it goes back to Nashville, so it's okay.
Yeah, I guess they're trying to make us start thinking of Missouri as being SEC, because when you say the state of Missouri, the school of Missouri, you don't think SEC.
Yeah, but you could think Trenches could probably do some recruiting over there. If the kids are coming out to watch the games, you may be able to show your team's talent. Same reason, like you enjoy a road game, you kind of get to get in front of the local kids that possibly happen. So it could be a nice exposure for everybody that's not Missouri as well.
I'm going to guess that pretty much everybody that watches the SEC tournament won't know it's in St. Louis till they turn it on and says it on the court. They're like, oh, St. Louis, what the fuck? And nobody's got any clue.
No one's going to be in the stands except for Kentucky games. It's going to be empty.
I mean, at least you put it in like a real SEC. Like, Nashville's a great place because it's central to everywhere. And at least by the afternoon, you're going to have a decent smattering of folks in the stands.
Well, if they want the most amount of money, why don't they just put it in Kentucky? In Lexington.
Because Kentucky travels no matter what.
Yeah, you can put it in goddamn you can put it Washington.
But their arena is bigger than most of these arenas they're playing the games in.
That doesn't help local tourism if you're not staying in a hotel. They want those kids out there spending money. If you can cook your cornbread at home, they're not going to be able to buy it.
I mean,
or their math. They're going to use their local math dealers.
Have y'all been to an SEC tournament before? And, like, seeing, like, the Kentucky fans. Like, I do agree with you. Like, you were saying earlier about the Cardinals fans before we came on. I agree, like, if they're like the Kentucky fans, then I'm with you. If they really act like that and they just like take over and they're just complete dicks.
And I mean, they're not as bad as the pompous fake Cubs fans, but they're up there. What's it called? They'll drive up ticket prices and they'll show up in droves and things.
Kentucky fans 100% drive up ticket prices.
Yeah, I know.
I ate a fucking cookie. I wasn't thinking.
I'm gonna shout out one of those cookies after we get to the next segment. Yeah, shout out to the Girl Scout.
Hold on, keep going on this. I got something to say when I finish this cookie.
What's it called? About what?
Kentucky fans.
Yeah, so, I mean, they'll travel well. I imagine that whoever's on that side of the bracket will have to pay higher costs for tickets to see their team.
That's exactly what it is. That's what I wanted to talk. You brought up the ticket thing. But when I lived in Atlanta.
That's Missouri on that same side, so that should be interesting.
Yeah, when I lived in Atlanta, that's what we would do. I'd buy all these SEC tournament tickets when it was there and just hope Kentucky stayed in it as long as they did.
That's not a bad call. I mean, and I guess they're on the same side as Auburn. I see them beating Auburn and then playing the winner of the Florida Mississippi State game.
They'll still show up this year, even though they're not as good as they normally are. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's like their bread and butter.
Lexington's probably, it can't be that far.
I mean, I'm sure the meth trailers can load up and get there in a day's time.
If you smoke enough meth,
you can get anywhere in a day's
they're
time.
They're probably the second closest school, right? Them or Arkansas?
To what?
To St. Louis.
Oh, yeah. Kentucky's
pretty
close. It's the closest. Arkansas.
Missouri, but...
Well, yeah.
But yeah, other than Missouri, obviously. Yeah. I'm thinking they are, too. So maybe it's not a bad idea for the SEC, quite honestly.
And you make them, you know, have to travel as well. So they're eating out and all those, buying T-shirts and looking
like those fuckers are showing up. And they're like...
Getting new jean shorts.
They're taking up two seats because they're all fucking fat and worthless.
That's the second time you've mentioned two seats tonight.
Oh, because that's what happened to me at the SEC. I have a picture on my phone of this Kentucky fan that was spilling over into my seat. I was having to sit like this, like a whole game in half of my fucking seat because this chick was so fat. And Kentucky wasn't even playing. They played like the night game. The Rebs were in the early session. I'm trying to enjoy the Rebs. And I'm dealing with this fucking shit all night.
They just love basketball.
Man, they love their basketball. I tell you what, they buy that whole turn. They buy that pack, man.
They just watch basketball all day.
But that's what's great. If Kentucky does lose in the tournament, there's fucking tickets everywhere.
Yeah, they're
free. They're just on the ground. Yeah. They're like, they are like free. So if you're in the market for tickets, you hope Kentucky loses. If you're trying to like scalp tickets, then you want them to win.
Yeah, but we'll see how it goes. Like you said, possibly eight teams go in. I think Alabama has to have a nice little showing. They have to at least try, I think, to stay in the round of 64.
I just haven't been impressed with Bama. I've only watched them. I guess I watched the Reds.
I think it's
play.
Like a Colin Sexton show.
Yeah, It really is, and it's kind of weird that in college basketball. It reminds
you of Trae Young in Oklahoma. Once teams got to see how to defend them, and then like, you know, show a bunch of different stuff, and they start losing.
So all they have is this guy Trae Young. Maybe we should guard him.
Yeah,
like that's really all it took. They're fucking terrible now.
Clearly,
he's scoring like I think he scored 8 points the other night. Hmm. People thought he was Steph Curry, gonna be the number one pick in the draft. I wouldn't even leave if I was... Well, I would leave if I was him because...
His stock's not going to get any higher.
He's been exposed.
Yeah, so we'll see how that all fares. We don't really usually harp on other conference tournaments. We're probably not going to do it again tonight.
Yeah, I mean...
Xavier, Villanova, Big 12 will be a
good tourney, though.
Yep, Texas Tech,
Big East Baylor, will be good too.
Kansas. I think Kansas State can make a little noise as well. They seem to be a little bit...
Y'all seen those light purple jerseys they
wear? Yeah, they're kind of weird.
Kansas State.
And, like, they're weird. And they have, like, another design color in there, so...
Yeah, it's only, like, half of it's light purple from what I saw the other day. And, you know, something else on the back.
All right, let's go on. We found ourselves in a deep hole there. Let's top there. I guess we'll move on to baseball. We were talking about the Cards there for a second, so let's break down the NL Central.
Speaking of St. Louis, too.
Yeah. So the Cubs have, I guess, the bet is 93 wins for the season. Really? Is the over-under. So I think they're projected to win the Central. So in that instance, I'm going to have to fade that bet. Definitely taking the under on that.
I'm going heavy on the Brew Crew, man. They made some a lot of moves.
They're trying.
They are loaded offensively. They're top, like, 1-8. They're fucking scary. The pitching staff, man, I mean,
Who's their ace?
Well, they still might go after Arrieta. And they were in on, they weren't really in on Darvish, but they acted like they were in on Darvish a bit. So they've been trying to make moves.
They have a guy that played baseball at Mississippi State. What's his name? Brandon Woodruff. He actually played like double A ball down on the coast as well. But he's actually in the rotation. I don't know exactly where he is, but when you look at it, it doesn't, not a lot of like big names jump out on the, I guess, on in the rotation. So I don't know much about the Brewers.
You don't need a stat from the NL like you do in the AL, though.
No, you really don't. Chase Anderson. Like, it's a pretty, that was their stud last year. It's a pretty no name. Zach Davies, I remember having him in fantasy. Gallardo, yeah, there's your Woodruff guy. He's listed as 7.
Yeah,
Gallardo. Well, this other guy's recovering from surgery. Yeah, Gallardo. Yeah, they have a pretty no name pitching staff.
Yeah, so, and I think, you know, most of the other parts of the division, obviously, it's usually a two horse race between someone and the Cardinals. And so I think the Cardinals will put themselves in that position again, but it'll be them with the Cubs.
I mean, they don't even have a spot for Ryan Braun right now, technically.
Who?
The Brewers. Yeah, they got Kane in center, Yelich in left, and Santana in right. Like, they really don't have that spot for Braun. They're talking about Braun maybe trying to play second base. Yeah, could you fucking imagine that shit?
That's weird.
That's an interesting place to put him, but I guess, you know, he may be a little bit more nimble.
That Santana dude was nuts last year. He was raking by the end of the season, so they don't want to take him out of the lineup. And, I mean, you just traded for Yelich and Kane. What do you do? They've got an embarrassment of riches offensively.
Well, we'll see, because when you look at the embarrassment of riches, it actually looks like someone like Chicago may be a little bit more stout in the regards of the batting. But, you know, I don't know exactly how good their pitching is going to be. Yu Darvish coming in, but they do technically have 3 starters from last year's, you know, opening day from 3 different teams. And Yu, Lester, and then Quintana, who most people sometimes forget about. But, I mean, that's a filthy 1-2-3. So, I don't know. They may have enough pieces to contend again, similar to, like, the Dodgers were last year. You know, they could beat the shit out of the ball, and they had a pretty sturdy
one. Cubs are ready to roll this year. Yeah. They learned their lesson last year. That pitching staff was awful.
And they were kind of hungover throughout the season after, you know.
Yeah, it's like they're going to go back-to-back after not winning in 100 years.
That would have been fucking ridiculous.
I want to comment on John Lester. I saw an article yesterday that he's going to try bounce passes on the throw over to first. I'm just fascinated by how the fact that a 4-time Cy Young Award winner cannot throw to first. He cannot pick people off.
That's a very good question. And it's so weird.
You like, might as well not throw if you're going to bounce it over there.
He never does throw. Have you seen the leads that people take on him?
I've heard like people...
They're daring him to throw over and he's too scared.
Like he's just got like a yip or something where he's just like, it's a mental yips. Block. It's like the Chuck Knoblauch of blocks. Like it's so bad. He just kind of like can't do it. So people are running on him and he's like, all right, but... I don't feel like he even has like the same like zest. Like I think last year he kind of had a down season, but like we said, all of them seem to have a down season. So,
well, I mean, they still scored runs. I mean, Chris Bryant actually wasn't fantastic last year.
Schwarber got demoted part time. Wait,
well, yeah, but they didn't even have Schwarber the year before when they won the series. He's not. They could have gotten rid of Schwarber. Like, he's important to the team, but he's not important to their future like the rest of these guys are.
But yeah, and
they'd replace Kyle Schwarber in a fucking heartbeat.
They probably have someone already on the bench that probably could do it. So that wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that they find them trying to trade one of those guys for a pitcher if they find themselves.
They could use another starter. I mean, you can't have too many. But who's?
I mean, they had to use John Lackey last year.
Who's at the back end of their bullpen now? Because Wade Davis is gone. Because he's in Colorado now, so I don't even know who their closer is now.
He's here.
Yeah, wait. The Rockies signed Wade Davis.
You could have said here rather than Colorado.
Oh, I didn't even realize it. Phil, God damn it. Yeah, so yeah, he's here. Wade, you want to come on the pod, talk about adjusting to life in Denver? Well, you're not actually here yet. You're in Zona, but you'll be here soon enough. Shout out, Wade.
Yeah. What's up? Don't be shy to come visit us here on the podcast. We'd love to have you. It says Brandon Morrow is the closer.
Brandon Morrow. Where did he come from? I feel like...
I don't know. It just says CL next to his name, but I don't know if that's actually him.
I just remember him from fantasy last year. He might have come from, like, Oakland or something.
Okay. But, yeah, so I think they probably have... And then they actually... The Cubs picked up a pitcher from the Rockies, Chatwood or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Tyler Chatwood.
Yeah, he's supposed to be pretty good. Middle of the, you know, line, I guess, rotation kind of guy. Mm-hmm. A four, maybe a five, yep. You know.
He'll be at the back end of theirs. Yeah.
So, I mean, they may have enough. So, I guess talking baseball for tonight, we're in agreement that the Cubs are stout. But the Brew Crew may be able to contend, and the Cards are usually around there kind of, you know, nagging.
I feel like the Cards made some moves, too. Who'd they sign? They got Marcelo Zuna from the Marlins. He balled out last year.
But what they
year.
Did do is they let Lance Lynn, one of their starting pitchers, go, and he's still
They can still get Lance back.
Yeah, he hasn't been re-signed. He's part of that group back. Of people.
Oh, that's another one the Brewers are looking at. Brewers are interested in Lance, too. Brewers have to sign somebody, opinion. I kind of feel like they have to sign either Arrieta or Lynn. I mean, I'd probably sign both of them. I mean, you've made all these fucking moves. Obviously, the Cubs are probably going to score more runs than you because, I mean, that lineup's fucking ridiculous, too. It's more ridiculous. And plus, Joe Maddon's pushing the buttons there.
I didn't realize that Arrieta was 32.
And, like, y'all not like,
he played Texas A&M for – or Texas – or no,
TCU, I think. But, like, Jake Arrieta, man. He was good a couple years ago, but he was god-awful the year before last. The World Series year, he was not great. He was not what he was the year before. And then last year, he kind of bounced back a little bit, but I don't think he's worth
it.
They
said his fastball speed is declining pretty rapidly.
Yeah, it's a huge drop-off. Yeah.
Have you seen the size of that dude? He definitely juiced.
I know. The jerseys, they look like they're, like, cut out, and they're like, all right, just don't move. We're just going to cut this out around you. But, yeah, so I bet you these guys that are not signed will end up having to just eat the bullet and take like
they just
got to
take less money.
One year deal.
I mean, there's a lot of teams that need players. I kind of thought that the Texas Rangers would be in the hunt for at least. You had mentioned he was kind of interested.
I think they're tanking.
I mean, they may be tanking.
I think they're tanking.
Going for the Houston method. It's proven now, so they may be trying to that. They're trying to get rid of some. But they have some batters that can hit. But
yeah, we'll
get into
the West. They got some young players.
Later,
but
if they're relevant.
We talked about the West
already. I just meant like the Rangers.
The Rangers, yeah. So if they won't be relevant. No. They're starting over.
Yeah, their win total is one of the four lowest. So if you want to go hammer bets, futures are out. Season starts in the week after the Masters. So that'll be riveting. Opening pitch right after spring has sprung. And and speaking of spring has sprung and the Masters, let's talk a little golf this week. Tiger's back at the Valspar Championship. He doesn't ever fucking play here, so it's kind of a surprise. But he's, like you said, he needs more reps to get ready for April. So I'm fucking stoked.
In Florida?
Yeah, this is just one of those little local tracks. They call it the Snake Pit. Snake Bite, Snake Pit. And Innisbrook Country Club in Tampa. So...
Tampa, strip club capital of the world.
Yeah, and usually, as most folks he's know, when Tiger gets hammered, Tiger plays holy great.
Shit, yo, this is gonna be Tiger's best weekend. I'm calling a top five. Lock it, Tiger's top five.
And if you look at
he's not winning, but he's top
go
five.
Go to the website. You'll see my preview for the tournament. I said something eerily similar. I'm in the top 10.
I just feel
so, it'll be there for you when you wake up.
Whenever it does happen that Tiger, you know, gets back and is in contention, do you think old Tiger will come back and he just will fucking block everything out and not give a shit? Or do you think he'll choke? Like,
so today on the course,
he's become quite the choke.
Will Gray of Golf Channel has been kind of following, like, his. He was talking about what he was doing, like, pre-round this afternoon for his practice round. And he's out there, like, fucking around with the other golfers, like, throwing golf balls at him while they're chipping and goofing off with his buddies, like Patrick Reed and other guys. It's kind of interesting. Like, it doesn't seem like he had that mentality of, like...
No!
Like, he's channeling it. It's like, I guess it's... I don't know if it's directly correlated to not getting laid or not, but it seems like, you know, stripper capital of the country... He could get back on that.
Tiger Woods is not going anywhere and not getting laid. Don't act like he's been traveling around the country.
Celibate.
No, yeah, I mean, he took his girlfriend to the President's Cup in New York, and it was the chick that worked at the restaurant. So I'm sure he has a side piece. But it seems like when he was more running through tail.
Tiger plus Tampa equals top five.
There we go. This is
fucking lock of the year. If you could bet on that, yeah, I would.
You can bet on top five.
Yeah, not top five. Yeah, like I said, I can't pick him to win.
You can bet on him for top 10.
You can see.
Okay, top 10. You should hammer that, dude. Put your whole paycheck on
it. Go to www.hashsports.com. You'll see the rest of the picks for this week. Last time I did the picks for Tiger's tourneys, all I did was put him to make the cut because he had missed the cut the week before. This week we're setting the bar a little higher. Like Pierce exclaimed, we're going to hammer Tiger. We're going to, but there's a big field. You know, you have Rory, you have Rory, you have Jordan Spieth, you have Henrik, Rosie, Sergio. So we have a lot of more foreign names, but there's some big names out there. So it'll be a riveting tournament. Maybe go look at the website, see what the picks are and what the value picks are. There's pairings in the paragraph as well, so you can find all the bets to hammer. I personally like the Tiger. Like you said, he has one that's -125 if he is 26th or better. And so I was like, well, take that.
God, that's like parlay. Stealing, man.
And then you can bet on like what his round scores will be. I think under 70.
Did you just go through who was playing? You said there weren't a lot of... not playing.
No.
Who is playing?
He just said.
I know, but I was not paying attention. I'm sorry. Rory's there.
Rory, Spieth. Henrik, Paul Casey, Hadwin, Tony Finau, Rosie. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So yes. And shout out to Phil. We know he's a longtime listener. Congrats on your W at the WGC. It's a big paycheck, and it gets you that win on your
belt. Did he have the jackass guy there?
No. Jackass. Please don't insert that anymore, man. People hate that.
No, they don't.
Okay, I hate that.
I know you did.
I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah. Oh, man. Y'all are so weak.
No.
Jackass.
That's not how you
well,
get something.
Well, dude, if
either.
You did it like once or twice, then maybe.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it, y'all.
Then no, I was it's about the to worst. Do it.
Yeah, jackass.
Jackass.
Man, that is a killer plan.
I'm
going
to have to start taking over editorial control again, changing the password.
And ever since I had that plan, Mickelson's been on fire.
You did it one week. He wasn't even playing, but it's all right. We'll go on.
Yeah, he sent that guy out to heckle JT last week. You remember that shit?
Jackass.
Y'all are just fucking bitches.
So, yeah, shout out to Phil. He did beat JT in the playoffs.
Wait, JT made the playoff? Second week in a row? Man, I hadn't been paying attention to shit.
Yeah, so we'll just continue on. It's not too bad.
It's like the Masters kicks off.
Yeah, let me know when the Masters starts.
I'm going to try to make it that long. What's it called? And next week is the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That'll be a big one. And then after that, there's also another WGC event. So it's an action-packed month of golf. I'm stoked about it.
Jackass.
And we'll talk about that on our up-and-coming new podcast as well. We'll be teaming up with our mulletless hockey guy and BVD to talk some golf and local shit. So tune in for that. It'll be ready before the Masters. Let's take a quick break to hear this word from our sponsor before we go into Survivor season. Hey guys, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about my boys over at Shinesty. The guys at Shinesty have one mission and one mission only, and that is to help you look fucking good. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill the minds of randos with jealousy or be a major contributing factor in the creation of a sexual god or goddess in the flesh. So whether you're searching for retro gear, a signature knockout threads, or simply something that would make you look like you got your shit together even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing over at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And enter the promo code LOUD69 when you check out and get 15% off your order. That's Shinesty. You may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it.
Oh, man, it's fucking Survivor, baby.
Yep, so it's Survivor time. Pierce, cue the music. Some Survivor, Pierce. As you can expect, I don't think Phil was able to catch it. He had a busy week last week getting fish tickets and shit like that. So let's talk a little Survivor. I know we're getting away from sports, especially with the big tournaments and basketball, but I'm excited about it. I watched the two-hour season premiere. I missed the last 3 minutes, but I know how it all went. So let me think. What do you think? Who do you have coming out early on? Who do you think is going to be sticking around for the merger? Who's going to be a contender?
Man, it's really tough because I hate everybody the first couple of weeks every season, but I especially hate a lot of these people so far. I'm not a huge fan of this Ghost Island thing either because, I mean, that's the whole, you know, concept of the season.
Well, yeah, they always have some kind of little gotcha, so it's a little bit different every time, but at this time it just brings back, like, so many different old just relics.
Like, it's just but all goofy. It is being like, oh, yeah, you remember this? Oh, if you don't remember, go back and watch these old seasons of Survivor. It's just so self-serving, and I feel like they don't normally go full self-serving, and they did this time.
Well, at least we don't have, like, the gotcha where it's all, like, recapped of, like, people from previous seasons.
You don't like those seasons?
I don't mind it like when Rupert came back a couple times, but eventually I just want to see new people try to play the game. I don't want to see, it's kind of like seeing the same people in Real World Road Rules Challenge and stuff like that.
The challenge. Oh my God, I had a feeling you might watch that show.
It's been a couple years, but it was always the same fucking people. So I'm glad to see it's fresh, and it's a little fresh for me because I hadn't seen it in all these seasons. But
let's talk
about who you think's going to play. Like, I like a couple folks. I want to bring them to attention.
Okay, who you got so far?
All right. So, you know the chick that's the yoga instructor with the long black hair? She was kind of instrumental in voting off Gonzalez.
Okay, so
I like her.
Okay, so she's the one that played the shit out of that Jacob guy. How stupid was that fucking Jacob kid?
He's an idiot.
Like, he knew they were going to vote him out. Okay, this is why I don't like this, because it was the first episode, we've already had two fake idols. That fucking idiot Dominic finds a real idol, makes a fake one, and is like, hey, check out my fake idol. What the fuck's up with that guy?
He gave it to the other guy, I guess. Then he showed him
the piece of paper.
Well, the paper doesn't really validate it, so as long as...
It validates that you found a fucking idol,
I know,
though,
but
if
now
you have that
he's
paper.
Giving it to that dude to use, so that guy's going to actually give it to the person when he needs it, and it's not going to be one.
Yeah, I mean, oh, he ended up giving it to him?
He said to use it whenever you need it and get it where it was.
But, okay.
So
I thought
he's
going to set
it up for the long con.
I mean, that could end up being cool if that ends up happening. I just thought he held on to it. I thought all he did was be like, hey, look, I found this idol. And he just showed him the fake one.
No.
And I was like, that's the dumbest fucking move ever.
What I said was the play for him. He's like, well, it'll get him later, and it makes him think that we're best friends because I just gave him the ability to use this.
But that guy didn't trust him at all. He was like, I'm going to go get this motherfucker out of here immediately.
We won't take this too
long. Can we get back to Jacob real quick, though?
I don't know who Jacob is.
Jacob was the fat kid that got voted off second. Okay. He got sent to the island, and then... He comes back and he thinks that girl like wants to be his friend, so he spills everything to her, and then she just was there to fuck him over. Her whole plan was to get all the information from him and then vote him out, and then that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it's. I mean, he knew he was screwed from the start. It's like he made like weird comments, like to go to Ghost Island. He like was asking for it. So like,
but that was smart to want to go there because he knew you would get something good for going there. And that's another reason I don't like it, is because I thought you were guaranteed an advantage every time you went there, and there are empty urns, but. There's just, this game's just going to be full of advantages. But
you're safe. The advantage is you're safe from, what's it called? Tribal Council.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like the game being, like, everybody's going to have a fucking secret advantage by the time they merge. There's going to be 12 of them out there.
That may be true. That's
I mean,
point.
That kind of sucks. Well, I don't like how many they're giving out already.
Yeah, it used to just be one on either side.
And the legacy advantage is so fucking stupid. Oh, my God. Something you can only use at 6 or 13, and then you give it to somebody else. I mean, that is the dumbest fucking thing ever. It's so stupid. And they gave it out immediately, too. Like, fucking shit, man.
It's gonna be an interesting season. I'll give you who I like. And
I'll come around.
And then we'll call it up for a night. I also like the Asian dude who couldn't swim very well. I feel like...
That was the most pathetic display of anything. I mean, he's Korean. Is his family not fishermen? How could he not fucking dive?
Yeah.
He let that.
I still think he's okay. There's not going to be a lot of deep challenges where, I mean, and if so, then he's kind of fucked. But I think otherwise, he should be able to play this game. He seemed like he wasn't physically inept. He just diving wasn't his gym. But getting shown up by the stupid, possibly mentally slow kid from
Kentucky. I mean, dude, that kid got back in the water. And I would have quit the show if that kid would have done something that I couldn't do.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, I'm out of here. Bye.
Yeah. I mean, I want to know who the fuck doesn't go out and like trying to swim in deep waters or start a fire on your own.
That's what I've never understood, is the people that show up and can't even light a fire with a flint. Like, why do you not go to the store and buy one of those?
Didn't you know you were going
out?
To fucking Survivor?
You know
Survivor?
You're going on Survivor.
Yeah, so...
These idiots.
For the next couple of weeks, y'all will hear us rant on this until I start forgetting to watch the show. But y'all keep tuning in. Please, don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review.
I still don't know who's going
to
win. I got no picks. Yet. Yeah,
that's
cool. Too early.
That's cool. But why don't we do our last segment that we touch up every night before we close up? And that's the 24-second shot clock. Pierce, I'll let you serenade... Oh, Alexa, and we'll get her going.
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I'll go ahead and take this. Shout out to the Dogs of Mississippi State. Baseball season at home finally starts in the new stadium. Obviously a rocky start to the season, but we've turned it around. We went 3-0 in the Shiners down in Houston, and we're finally playing a home game. So good luck to the Dogs tonight. Hail State, and beat the hell out of New Mexico State, or whoever the fuck it is.
Man.
Damn.
Alexa, off.
I should have practiced better, but that's all I had. The open a new stadium. Holler at those guys. Hopefully I can turn the season around after an interesting, tumultuous start to the season. So, shout out.
Shout out.
Whoever wants
to
shout out.
Alexa, set the timer. 24 seconds.
24 seconds. Starting now.
All right, I'll piggyback off of my shot clock last week and just talk more Pelicans. I haven't cursed them yet, but also talk about how wild the West is. I mean, the Pelicans are a game out of the 3 seed. We could be as high as a 3 seed, or we could be out the playoffs next week. And with Alvin Gentry as our coach, I'm predicting no playoffs.
Alexa, off.
Man, you haven't seemed to jinx the Pelicans yet, and that's actually pretty impressive. I'm kind of proud of you right there, Phil. They do seem to be okay, though, and everybody kind of is in a logjam from like 3 to 8.
10, to 10. Well, 8,
yeah,
really.
Playoffs.
No, this is perfect long con on Phil. It's going to come down, like, the last day of the season, it's going to be like one game separating 3 through 8. And then all this crazy shit's going to have to happen, and then it's all going to happen, and the Pelicans are going to miss the playoffs. It's going to be incredible. They're gonna fall from, like, yeah, the third or fourth seed. They're just completely out. That's what's going to happen. That's how you do it.
I just want Gentry to get fired. I almost want us to miss the playoffs so he can fire his ass.
That would do it. That would do it. I think that would 100% do it.
But then he'll cry that, you know, DeMarcus Cousins went down.
Yeah, but, I mean, you got Anthony Davis.
So, would you rather the Pels or the Nugs make it? Let's say those two are going down for the 8 spot. Would you rather your new home or your old home team be get the 8 spot.
Well, since my dad has playoff, his Nugget season tickets.
Nugs!
I think you know the answer.
Nugs all day.
Okay, because it says in your profile that if they ever were to make the playoffs, you would be
there. Well,
that's
when I lived in New Orleans.
That's why I wasn't sure. I wanted to ask. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting time coming down the stretch. You know, basketball and hockey should be a little bit of fun as well. So, we'll maybe have Sam come on and talk a little hockey for us in the coming weeks.
Still need to go to a fucking game.
God, man, it's so much. It's much more fun than the basketball.
Oh, I'm sure.
I love it. We should do it. We should get some tickets on the
floor. I think we talked about going like the first week we moved here. We're like, we're going Wednesday night.
And then we didn't go.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Wonderlic.
Kind of like it. Yeah. Well, so everybody, Pierce will do his, and then we'll wrap up this evening. We'll talk a little bit more Wonderlic next week for sure.
Wonderlic. All right, Alexis, set the timer for 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
So, the Redskins decided not to franchise Kirk Cousins today. They're going to let Kirk walk. I don't know where he's going to end up, but I just thought that was going to be ultimate Redskins backfire. Like, hey, let's fucking franchise Kirk and then try to trade him. That's like the worst fucking idea ever.
Yeah,
it would not have worked out, and I'm glad they let him walk. That was probably the best decision the Skins have made in the last 15 years. Alexa, off.
It seems like, I guess the Redskins do have a plan in place for themselves. So, I mean, I'm not going to run.
Maybe. Them. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
That's true.
Maybe they got a plan. I don't know. We'll see. Need to start spending money on defense. That's what I do know.
Well, y'all didn't have a bad defense last year either, though. It was just kind of like, meh.
Y'all need all kinds of help.
Well, I guess you did try to make a stride in fixing your secondary, though, with, you know, trading for...
No, we traded Kendall Fuller for no fucking reason.
That's right.
We made the secondary worse in the offseason.
I guess I got a little too high.
Like, I mean, the Chiefs got rid of Marcus Peters because they got Kendall Fuller. Like, they have high hopes for that guy. Like, if they're trying to get rid of Marcus Peters, why are the Skins not trying to get Marcus Peters? That guy's a baller. I don't understand. I just don't fucking understand it.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, and maybe you try to answer some of those needs in the draft, and don't forget to tune back in a couple weeks for our draft recap.
Fitzpatrick.
There you go.
Minka, come to Washington. God, just need to draft all. Got Jonathan Allen last year from Bama. Just need to keep going all in on Bama players. Roll Tide. Maybe Georgia.
There we go. All right. Well, again, thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget to go follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LNO Podcast. And go visit the website. Check out our new shirts we've got coming out for all of our local friends here in Denver, getting amped, I guess, for the NBA playoffs, as well as getting fired up for the Rockies season. So go over to hashsports.com, check out the new articles and the new swag. Y'all, I guess we'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Hail State.
Hootah.